producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown on the air. Another participant in your weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That is, this program is a service of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Editor and publisher is Michael Harrison, who joins us in this hour every week to go through the top stories, the top topics, if you will, and then we run through the list of people and then deal with what's going on in this era of News Talk Radio. So, Michael, let us go through the list first, and then there's fascinating information in Talkers Magazine this weekend at Talkers.com about women on the radio doing talk that I want to go through from top to bottom. Michael's had a three-part series so far on Talkers, so we'll get to what his findings are and talk about some of the important women who are on the air. That after we go through the story list, Michael.
Yeah, actually, it's been a five-part series.
Yeah, I think I've only seen three parts of it so far.
Well, you've got something to look forward to.
I do.
At number 10 this week, in terms of stories on news talk stations, such as the one that people are listening to at this moment, we have at number 10 the Quentin Tarantino controversy, and that's tied with National Football League action worth the midpoint of this NFL season. At number 9, troubled Obamacare co-ops. At number 8, Clinton Foundation financial questions. At number 7, European migrant troubles tied with the topic of U.S. immigration policy. At number 6, we have the Tuesday election results. At number 5, the Illinois cop case. At number 4, the UC Merced terror attack. Syria-Russia relationships at number 3. The Russian airliner crash is number 2. And number 1, we have the 2016 presidential race, and the highlight of that in terms of conversation on talk radio has been Donald Trump's Saturday Night Live appearance. The most talked about people on the airwaves. At number 10, we have Quentin Tarantino. At 9, Paul Ryan. At 8, Faisal Muhammad. At number 7, Joe Glinowitz. Bashar al-Assad. At number 6, Vladimir Putin is 5. Number 4, Hillary and Bernie. Number 3, we have Ted, Carly, and Jeb. At number 2, the Donald, the Ben, and the Marco. And at number 1, we have Barack Obama.
The Donald, the Ben, the Marco.
Yeah. Marco Rubio.
Have you heard the 60-second rap spot for Ben Carson?
I've heard of it. I have not heard it.
All right, so we have it for you. We'll play it in a moment. I think people, if you haven't heard this spot, you'll probably want to listen to it. I don't know if it'll go down in history with the Trump appearance on SNL. And by the way, that still seems to be in the question. Isn't it funny, Michael, how the people at NBC a week ago said, we have nothing to do with Donald Trump anymore. Nothing. It was outrageous the way he handled things on CNBC, so we'll no longer... And then the announcement was made 2 days later, he's going to be the host of Saturday Night Live on NBC.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Maybe they changed their tune, or one hand doesn't know what the other is, or there's hypocrisy in the air.
No!
Or,
No! Please! Say it isn't so.
Oh, I know.
No, please,
I have so many things I could say at this moment that they're all getting, they're bottlenecked.
I say them all, please.
You know, well, let's just say we've always looked up to these people.
Really?
How could they not be consistent?
Mm-hmm.
Would they be deceptive?
Mm.
Does corporate America not mean what it says?
Keep going.
Is there disingenuousness amongst us?
Mm-hmm. More?
I don't know anymore. The bottleneck is cleared. I am now empty headed.
Now you're feeling better. Okay, good.
I don't feel better. I just feel relieved.
So the status here, when you look at the headlines, and then we talk about the headlines, the business about I love the reference, some of the news media is referring to it as the children's table. Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee go to the children's table. A couple of the GOP debaters who were at the children's table have been sent to the bathroom, and they aren't going to come back again.
They're in detention.
Yes. Why in the world do they even bother? Who watches or even who even talks about these secondary characters? Or is it important for us to keep talking about them because who knows what will happen in the next year?
Well, I mean, both are true. Let's remember that originally Carly Fiorina was on the seated at the children's table, and
yes,
she broke through as a result of that. I mean, anything could happen. I just think the amount of disrespect and what the heck is the word? Snarkiness that has permeated our media culture and the way we approach politics is ultimately disrespectful to the importance of these issues and the American people.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Disrespectful. Isn't that an interesting word?
Yeah, because the more that we approach this as entertainment, the more that we approach this as comedy for its own sake, the less we are focused on the seriousness of the issues that this circus is going to eventually set into motion. We're talking about life and death. We're talking about our well-being. We're talking about
the future of the planet,
the future of our planet, the future of our children.
Yep.
And to turn this into a bunch of crap, if you pardon the expression, for the sake of entertainment or to build ratings or to prove how clever we are, you know, the snarkification of the media is, in my opinion, not necessarily the most productive thing we could be doing per the presidential race.
But the board, the way our country is set up, the economic situation, not only here, but in most capitalistic countries, is that business predicates our what goes on, what we talk about, and it drives things like politics. And because the boardroom and the board of directors and the stockholders say that the number one job of whoever it is that's running any company, number one job is to get profits and to have wealth distributed among the investors. So that's people are not focused on whether Donald Trump is a clown. Fox is focused on him because he gets ratings and they can charge more for their advertising and deliver more money to the stockholders. That's their job. So how do we fix that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the media being involved in this, and there's nothing wrong with commercialization within the media. However, there should be pride in business. Business should not be completely and totally predicated upon profits. There should be other elements, and actually the things that you could be proud of in the media, like journalism, like public interest, public policy, the well-being of the population, all can lead to better business. Mm. It is not proven that this approach actually makes more money. That's the part that is the ultimate baseline mistake here, that, you know, there's this assumption that you know, profits at all costs, and that the lower you go, the dumber you are, the more sensational you are, the more money you'll make. It's not necessarily the case. There's got to be a way that these issues and these debates and that the airing of these you know, these topics can be done in a dignified and you know, non-circusy atmosphere.
Can you tell that to the producers of Honey Boo Boo and the Kardashians?
Well, that's a different thing. Who cares?
But it gets confused. It's all melting
the
into the same pot.
Yeah. I'm all for silly entertainment. Mm-hmm. I'm even for a degree of violence in sports.
Mm.
I'm not a prude. But these issues are life and death issues. And when we in America become so insulated, so fogged out from the reality of what this means, that we just consider our lifestyle and our entertainment to be a primary concern, and that everything happening around the world is an abstract form of entertainment, we are in terrible shape and desperately in peril.
Aren't we?
Yes.
Isn't that why we go back around, circle back around to why Trump and Carson are getting as much attention as they are? Because they aren't in that same league. They aren't in that same category. They aren't playing from that same rule book. And there are some people coming along. There's a congressman from New York State named Israel, who's introduced a bill to change Election Day from the first Tuesday of November to the first weekend of November, and it's actually getting a good deal of traction. Plus, there are more people. There's a senator from Nebraska, a first-term senator, whose name is Sass, S-A-S-S. I'm telling you, Michael, watch this guy. If you haven't heard or seen of him, check out, just Google him. His name is Ben Sass, S-A-S-S. He went on the floor of the Senate this week to tell the Senate, and everybody who's watching and listening, and now his speech is becoming viral all over the Internet because he hits the nail on the head about the ineffectiveness of what's going on there, why nothing is working, and why it needs to. And there are more people who are on this bandwagon. So I think you see, and I don't know that it's a coincidence that it comes at the same time as the Trans-Pacific Pact, which would change the face of agriculture, change the face of food that we eat, change the way we eat, period, in this country. I think there are a lot of people who are just now beginning to realize what's going on here. And part of the debate, which needs to surface, started this week with Hillary Clinton saying she wasn't going to support the president on this trade deal. I think you're going to see a lot of that. It's hard for the Republicans to take shots. Well, there are some who don't understand what it really means to our food and to the American family farmer, but I do. And a lot of politicians are now hearing from their constituents who are members of the locavore food movement and just want to know, hey, what are you doing about protecting our food sources? Never mind getting food from everywhere else. And that's part of the thing that people are listening to. It's really quite interesting to see subsurface how things are changing. Some of the people that are doing these radio programs are sticking to the hits, if you will, but the headlines underneath are changing. Maybe we'll talk a little more about that as we go through and focus on women, because that's part of our job this week, too, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so now we can do it. Do what is it? It is a discussion of the issues of the week. Talkers Magazine comes up with the charts. This is the week of November 2nd to the 6th, 2015. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with an overview not only of the stories, the topics, the issues, but what's behind the scenes, what's going on in the discussion focus, the discussion circles in our country. Things are changing, but yet there still are plenty of stable voices and issues to talk about. We were discussing the presidential race, which is number one again this week, Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. But there is another, this can be sort of controversial, I think, Michael, as more and more people listen to it. Late in the week, a rap spot was unveiled, being paid for by the Ben Carson PACs, and they're playing these spots in Atlanta, mostly southern states where there's a big black population. And so the spot itself has become controversial because a black man doing a rap supporting Ben Carson seems to be anathema for those who would tell black people that they have no business being in the Republican Party. So with that as an introduction, here's the commercial. This is a real commercial that is now airing in various cities around the country on behalf of the candidacy of Ben Carson.
Support Ben Carson for our next president and be awesome.
America became a great nation early on, not because it was flooded with politicians, but because it was flooded with people who understood the value of personal responsibility, hard work, creativity, innovation, and that's what will get us on the right track now. I'm very hopeful that I'm not the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom. Because freedom is not free, and we must fight for it every day. Every one of us must fight for it because we're fighting for our children and the next generation.
If we want to get America back on track, we got to vote Ben Carson. As a matter of fact, go out and vote.
I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
All right. What do you think?
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too.
I hadn't heard it. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What could anybody possibly find fault with that?
Oh, are you kidding? They're out coming out of the woodwork.
Why?
Black activists who say that he ought to be ashamed of himself, or that the rapper should be ashamed of himself, or what person who really is loyal to African American traditions would? I mean, all kinds of stuff. You wouldn't believe some of the things that people have said
and
so far.
That's why I hate politics. People who see the world through a political lens could turn anything into whatever they wanted to.
You know as well as I do that the people who are running these campaigns, who are trying to get candidates that will win, are not interested in the American public. The Republicans aren't. The Democrats aren't. Certainly the hierarchy of their parties. Look at what this guy, this foolish, what's his name, Priebus, has even been dumb enough to say this week about how the candidates are conducting themselves, to the point where they're all bolting and telling them to get lost. They're going to make their own rules. They had a picnic and they decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. The hell with the Republican Party.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's all absurd. The funniest line of the week was President Obama making fun of the Republicans, saying if they think they could handle the Chinese and the Russians, but they couldn't handle the CNBC moderators. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that clip.
He
was the epitome of cool. And don't take this, ladies and gentlemen, as me being liberal or conservative or pro-Obama. Uh-huh. He just was cool in that speech.
Well, we can say that. We'll address that in a moment, because I got an email from somebody this week, and I don't even do a political show. But, man, what a shot someone took at me, and we'll share it with you as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hour each week. We have several hours on the countdown. One of them is devoted to listening to various hosts around the country discuss the actual issues from the talkers' charts, the talkers' list of the big stories of the week. And then we invite Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to come on board and review not only the lists, but also what is it that's making talk radio click, news talk radio click this week. Is it all the things that are in the top 10? Are there other things that are going on? The essence, the nuance, if you will, of an attitude toward a particular item or story. And what we have when we listen around, and I was just thinking about the people that have been on the countdown so far this week, Michael, I think of all the hosts that we've had, there was one woman who was on, who was a co-host of a morning program, to symbolize interest in one of these 10 topics. So it brings me around to having people go to talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All the research and the work that they do appears on that website, talkers.com. One of the real premium parts of information there this week is I'm just looking at the part four. There have been three parts so far. When part five will be in over the weekend? Okay.
Right.
So it's a five-part series on the state of women in talk radio. So let's talk about the status of women, why you decided this was important, and get to some of the people you've talked to and about.
Well, I have been asked the question, you know, incessantly. Two questions. One, why are there so few liberals and so many conservatives in talk radio? Mm-hmm. And the other question is, why are there so many more men on the air than women in talk radio? So we decided to do a week-long overview trying to figure out why. The fact is that there are many, many, many women in radio. So we have to isolate. We're talking about political news talk radio. We're not talking about radio. There are more women in news departments than there are men. There are probably more female announcers. I don't know if the word DJ fits anymore on music radio than men. And there are many, many women in management. I mean, women run some of the biggest companies in radio. So we're not talking about a bias against women having jobs in this industry. We're talking about hosts on shows that talk about politics and news talk. Shows such as you would hear on the station that people are listening to this program on. And it's about 7-1 male.
Wow.
And it has been that way for most of the modern era, about 7-1. So we've had to define, what are we talking about? What is news talk radio? You know, one of the problems is the news talk arena, the political news talk arena, has sort of hijacked the term talk radio. And when you use the term talk radio, most people think, Rush Limbaugh kind of radio. But that's not true. There's so many kinds of talk radio. So we had to define that. And then we're getting into the matter of, do men want to listen to women talk about politics? Will women listen to women more than they will? Are women interested in going into this kind of field? Is there a bias against women in this kind of field? Does it have to do with their voices? There's so many issues attached to this that, we're unraveling a whole fabric of intrigue, and it's quite fascinating.
All right, so what have you found basically, and who are some of the people? This has been in the works for 6 months or so. What are you finding that is something that may change when people read this article? People's attitude toward women as hosts, is it something? This is something that I come across. I have two women, sometimes three, co-hosting my morning program, The Good Day Show, Monday through Friday, because I want to talk more about women's, it sounds almost corny, women's issues. They're not women's issues, but there are things going on that women are more interested in, and thus the success of four television shows on TV that have sucked women away from the radio in the morning. Why that is because the way the issues are presented, and there are things that have become newsworthy that don't seem to be discussed. Remember the old days of full service radio in the morning? We used to call it full service radio when there was a little bit of everything going on the air. That didn't necessarily play through the day, but I was thinking about some of the early women, actually, when that thought went through my mind. Tony Grant. Was a syndicated host that was around for, 10 years or so, Michael?
Yeah, a long time. She was a solo woman.
But she didn't talk about the issue. She was a psychiatrist, like Joy
interestingly,
Brown.
Interesting, psychology and psychiatry, just like finance and health, seem to have a place within the stationality of news talk stations.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of yours, a friend of mine, Dr. Joy Brown, she's right. A psychology talker,
yep.
But her show is on the same station with a show like this or a show like Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
As to why that is, habit, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned you have female co-hosts. We're not talking about co-hosts. There are co-hosts all over the place. We're talking about lead women in the talk show seat on news talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're talking about. And, my answer is it's that way because it's that way. It's for no reason. There's no real reason for it. I don't think there's a bias against women per se in this industry.
Really?
Some women will claim there is, but they haven't lived the life of being a man because men are beaten up all the time in this business too.
Oh, sure.
A lot of people feel that when they are faced by injustice at work, it's because of their color or their gender. But the fact is, everybody faces injustice at work
by the man.
Well,
but they don't say by the woman when you have that conversation. You're going to go get the man, but you don't go get the woman.
Yeah. Well,
right?
women will often say that there's the boys' club,
yeah,
and that men look out for each other. And to a certain degree, maybe men do play more as team players than women do. This has come up, and some women have claimed that the biggest problem they have are other women. I'm not saying that. I'm just reporting what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, whenever women tell me, they say, the boys' club, these men, they get together and they don't like women. They don't treat women right. I say, well, you should see how mean these boys are to other boys. Men bully other men. in the business work environment as well. It's hard for women to see that.
Do you think it has anything to do, because most of News Talk Radio is political, the fact that there aren't as many women in politics as there are men, even though that seems to be changing, and as that changes, will News Talk Radio change?
I think News Talk Radio will change when several women step up and suddenly become mega successful on News Talk Radio the way Rush Limbaugh has. All of a sudden now you'll have a whole bunch of women, and many of them will not be good because they'll be put there for the same reasons that dirty hosts were put on the radio when Howard Stern was good, or a whole bunch of loser conservative hosts, you know, were put on when Rush became good. You know, not everybody who's conservative on the radio succeeds.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yes.
Did I say something wrong?
No, I'm just saying that is so true. There are so many wannabes.
Right.
The world is full of those who have deliberately tried, who aren't very smart, who try to sound like the person who's successful. And that happens in television, too. You get one successful comedy. Okay, let's have four more just like that. Or in the movies. There's a Benghazi movie coming out. So let's do three more movies about things that happen at embassies around the world. That kind of stuff.
And that's what happens in music. You have a band will create a new sound, and all of a sudden you'll have 20 imitators, and 19 of them will be terrible. Maybe you'll have one or two that are good. It's the corporate way to hone in on what you think is successful, make it formulaic, and that works in beans. That works in cars. That works in machines and appliances and hard goods. It doesn't work in art. And when you try to make art a product, and then it's put out there by corporate thinking, they usually emulate the aspect of what they think is successful that really isn't what made it successful. Back to Stern. Stern was not successful because he was dirty. Limbaugh was not successful because he was conservative. Those were elements of what they did, but that alone will not get you anywhere. And it's very mysterious in the arts what makes somebody talented and magnetic. And you can't formulate that. So much of it is happenstance, so much of it is undefinable, and so much of it just happens because it happens.
Right. It really is quite fascinating, and I'm really glad you did this. The State of Women on Talk Radio, five-part series, currently at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. I want to get into the weeds a little bit of this report in just a matter of moments. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty.
Here is Helen Krebel.
One newspaper recently identified 24 different everyday tasks for which Americans are required to show a photo ID. We're so accustomed to showing our driver's licenses that it seems routine, not just for driving, but also for opening a bank account, renting a car or a hotel room, boarding a plane, buying a cell phone, filling a prescription, or even buying a movie. Yet we allow people to vote without any identification, no proof of citizenship or eligibility at all. If we looked through the lens of liberty, surely we would realize that our nation's future is more important than our ability to buy Sudafed. Shouldn't we guard our right to vote at least as carefully as we guard the sale of light beer?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
48 minutes past the hour now in this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, we take as many of these items, these stories, and sort of parse them, pull them apart, see what there is there, what's going on behind the scenes. And then the focus is oftentimes on the people who are presenting the issues and having the discussions. So, therefore, the State of Women in Talk Radio, a five-part series currently at Talkers Magazine, which you can read at talkers.com. One of the only women who is a former program director and now quite well-respected consultant in the News Talk Radio field, Valerie Geller, is quoted in your article, and perhaps you'd like to go down with some of the information. Again, the question is, why are there not more women, more female hosts?
Yeah, well, I mean, Valerie Geller has always been a believer in taking risks, that people should give the women more time. One of the problems is anything new now really has to perform pretty quickly and get results in today's corporate environment, mm-hmm. whereas in the earlier days of talk radio's evolution, they would give a station or a host at least a year or two to develop an audience, because we all know this is a relationship medium, and relationships cannot be forced in 2 days. So she makes that point that today women face that problem, that if it doesn't work real quickly, nervous management gets rid of them.
Yep. Well, that happens with songs sometimes in TV shows too, right? Music.
Well, it happens with TV shows. Yeah. How many of the great, iconic TV shows were failures for the first 6 months or years, and the network stood there? How many great rock and roll bands did not have hits their first two, three albums, but the record companies developed them, nurtured them, and stuck by them, and then they broke through? It doesn't happen anymore.
Well,
if you don't perform now, you're out in all of the arts in terms of the corporate commercial marketplace. The biggest problem we're facing in our country today in terms of culture is the corporatization of it. The corporate world has become far more corporate in the last 20 years than it's ever been before.
Oh, hasn't it, though? Mm-hmm. Well, then you get people who come across, I'm looking for an ad that's in Talkers, looking at the ad in Talkers for Meghan McCain's program. Here's a woman, I'm guessing, what, she's about 30, 31? How old is Meghan McCain?
I think she's in her 30s. I don't know.
John McCain's daughter seems to have, she's done a lot of television work, and so now she's trying her hand at radio. Is it a good show? I don't know the answer to that because I haven't listened to it, frankly. Not because I don't want to. I just haven't found myself going there. Is she, her father's a Republican, so is the assumption she's a Republican or she'll take that tact? Are there a lot of people who think that she's got something? Mary Lou Henner is a lady who's very well known, great actress, unbelievable mind. She's doing a show now, and it seems to be getting some traction. I'm just talking about national. I don't know some of the local people. You probably do, Michael.
Well, you know, Mary Lou Henner is doing a show about health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan McCain is doing a political news talk show.
Right.
And they're two very different styles of radio.
Yeah, but they address the issue, are women going to be successful on the radio?
Right.
And what their priorities are, right?
Well, you know, it hasn't always been that women weren't big in talk radio. In the past, there was once a time it was dominated by women.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you know? Maybe in the ebb and flow of this, it might be better. I would say this, and hopefully you don't sound like a jerk saying it, we might be better served if there were more women on the radio, as it would be better served if there were more women in politics and more women running businesses.
I think we're all better served with diversity. But again, for the sake of diversity, you don't want mediocrity.
No. All right. There it is, an overview of a lot of things. This article is great. Read it. Check it out. Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
News Talk Radio, with our continuing focus on the big items for the week. Now we take a legal turn, not necessarily to the left or the right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. You know, you like to go down the middle of the road, Stephen, don't you?
I prefer it, except, you know, you can get hit on the middle of the road.
Excuse me. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm glad that we have that cleared up. Okay. So on the list of the top stories this week, there is the focus on this Illinois police officer and the details that are coming out about him. He tried to find a hitman to kill the person who was the village administrator, and he was a thief, and apparently his wife's got all of the stuff. What in the world goes on here, and who's liable for what?
Well, certainly there won't be any charges brought against the officer, although
it's
pretty clear that the evidence seems to be very, very strong that he was stealing from this Explorer Club that he was running, and he was about to get caught on it and committed suicide partly as a cover-up. I think the focus now is on his family, particularly his wife, as to whether she was a participant, so you could see possible criminal charges there. There certainly will be a lot more investigation, and even what they call, even if she's innocent, there could be a clause. Clawback is what they call it when the fruits of illegal activities get taken back. So even though he is not going to be facing any charges, his family may be losing some money and maybe losing some time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's that story. The Volkswagen problem, emissions problems, why has it just been an attack on Volkswagen when most of the other manufacturers, I just found out the other day, Range Rover is putting a diesel engine in its cars. They've been running diesels in their cars all over Europe and Asia, but they're now finally putting one in a car that they sell here in America because people want, listen to this, they want to have better mileage. Diesel fuel in some parts of the country is less expensive, but certainly with a diesel performance, you get better mileage. That's what the Volkswagens and all the other BMW, whoever's put a diesel engine in their cars have been looking for better mileage, and they've been getting better mileage, which sort of flies in the face of the EPA involvement in all of this. When you get right down to it, I wonder if this isn't just bureaucratic bumbling, and when you all the dust settles, even though Volkswagen appears to have lied, so have all the other big car manufacturers, because they couldn't face the proposition of not being able to do what the EPA seems to unrealistically want them to do.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing in a world, particularly as far as economies go, that is so unified. And, you know, Volkswagen is not just a German car company. They're a world car company.
Right. Yep.
And yet you have different regulations in Europe as far as the environmental aspects and pollution aspects than we do here. I'm not really smart enough to know whether we're excessive in our regulations here or not. I do know that, and I'm not even sure about the EPA. I do know that Volkswagen falsified the test,
yes,
so that it wouldn't show that indeed they weren't following the EPA guidelines. And the EPA guidelines do reduce the amount of not just pollutants, but also the gas mileage. So are these other companies doing it? Well, that we don't know yet. So they're still investigating it. But it would be nice if these countries could get together for what would be rational rules regarding the environment. I say rational, there's a lot of irrationality out there,
yep,
including candidates who haven't figured out that global warming is for real. But then, you know, you don't want to go too far to the other side as far as do you really have to have regulations that aren't necessary.
All right, so let's take the last 60 seconds here looking into what New York State is investigating, whether or not ExxonMobil misled the public and investors about the risks of climate change and their involvement in it.
Well, you know, I got to admit, I got a bias here. And like they always say, how do you tell a lawyer is lying? And the answer is his lips are moving. You could say the same thing for the large oil companies. They're dealing in fossil fuels. They're dealing in a major problem for the environment. And I see them in many instances like the tobacco companies who denied for years that there was anything wrong with their product. And now their defense in court is, well, everybody knows there's a problem with it. So, I think Exxon could be facing some legitimate problems, and I think the best thing to come from it will be a better informed public.
Yeah, it's awareness as much as anything else. And awareness, there's a great series going on Nova now that everybody ought to watch about how the Earth was formed. That tells you a lot about fossil fuels and what really is going on with climate change on the planet. That's good. Thank you very much, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.